So yesterday we were looking in Psalm 34, and this is one of the Psalms of David. And this is a psalm that David is offering at a time of, a low point in his life. So this is a time of being on the run. This is a time when, looking at the circumstances, David knows the things that were promised to him. But looking at the circumstances of life, all the circumstances of his life would say something contrary to what he knows. And in spite of that, in spite of being in a place where the circumstances spoke different than the promises, David starts off the psalm by saying, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. So we looked at that, and if you go down to verse number 7, verse 7 says, the angel of the Lord encamps around all of those who fear him and delivers them. The angel of the Lord encamps all around those who fear him and delivers them. So here's David, even at that time of seeing, that time of unrest in his life, that time of uncertainty, that time when circumstances spoke something different than the promises that he knew. A low time in David's life, and yet he still is offering praise. He still says that praise is always, continually on his lips. And he's aware that even though it feels like he's alone, even though it feels like, God, where are you? That's the way it sometimes feels in life. David knows it's not what he feels. He knows the facts. He knows the truth. He knows the spiritual reality, which is the presence of God surrounds him at all times, encamps around him, surrounds those who fear him, and the Lord delivers them. So David knows, even at this low point, a point of desperation truly in his life, because if you go back to the start of Psalm 34, before you get to the first verse, it identifies this, a psalm of David, when he pretended madness before Abimelech, who drove him away, and he departed. So this is a time of desperation for David, and even that time of desperation, David still was aware of this fact. The Lord himself encamps around him to deliver him. So no matter what you feel today, and if you do feel like you've got a problem or an issue, or you feel like there's something that has just been nagging at you, maybe it's been nagging at you for weeks, maybe it's been a problem that seems unresolvable. You've tried, it just doesn't seem to happen. And it goes on for a long time. I was talking to somebody 2 days ago. And we were talking about an issue that was something that had been a problem that had been something that I had been dealing with when I was managing here at YesFM. It was a problem that I had started to deal with 5 years ago. And every time that it looked like we had resolution on the problem, every time it looked like we had resolution, it would just continue to unfold. It would all fall apart. It would be back to square one. And now it looks like that issue finally, even though I've been gone for a year, it looks like that issue's finally done. That's a 5-year process. But this is where you just have to know, and this is where you always have to remember, it doesn't matter how long you're going through something or how long something hangs on. You have to know that the end is near. And we talked about this yesterday. The end of the matter is better than the beginning. It's at the end of the matter you see all the blessings. It's up to us to continue to move forward. It's up to us to continue to advance towards the promised land, towards the victories that Jesus has for us. We keep moving forward in faith, and he will see us through it. Why? Because he surrounds us. He encamps around us all through, even those low points when you feel like, God, where are you? Why is this so hard? Why is this not working out? Why is this such a difficult struggle? And at the times that you feel that way, and maybe you feel that way in an issue in your life today, at those moments and those times when you feel that way, remember, as David did, it doesn't matter how you feel. David knew that the Lord encamped around him, or in other words, had him surrounded on all sides for the purpose of delivering him. And God did deliver David. And in the issue that I referred to from here, God's bringing that finally to a resolution. And the same thing is true in your life. It doesn't matter how long you struggle with an issue or a problem. It doesn't matter how long. The end is in front of you. And if you keep walking towards that, the more that we're walking towards it, the quicker we get there. There's a certain, sometimes some things are out of our control. But there's a lot of things that are within our control. We said yesterday, you can keep circling as the Israelites did in the wilderness. The promised land was no more than 11 days journey for them. And yet they spent years and years and years. And part of that is you do see an instance where they were circling Mount Seir. They're going around in circles and around in circles. Everything looks just as hopeless because the scenery never changes. They weren't looking towards the promised land. They were going in a circle. At some point, they had to decide, well, wait a minute, let's go forward. Let's go past Mount Seir. Let's head towards the promised land. We can speed up the process by moving forward in faith, even when we look at our problems and we cannot see how it can be resolved. When it seems impossible to us, and even if it's been an issue that's been going on for a long period of time, and maybe even for years, you keep moving forward in Christ. You keep moving forward in faith. You keep moving towards His promises. If you're moving forward, you're getting yourself closer to it. And the whole time you're moving forward, no matter what you feel, know that Jesus Christ surrounds you, encamps around you for your deliverance. He will deliver you. You keep your eyes on Him. You keep your faith on Him. You keep it, and here's how you know your faith is on Him. You're moving towards the goal. You're still moving forward. Easiest thing in the world for us when problems arise, especially problems that continue, problems that seem to never end, problems that have some longevity to them. Part of the problem that we run into is we start to get complacent. We start to give up. We get frozen in our tracks. We need to keep moving forward in Him. So David says in Psalm 34, the angel of the Lord encamps around all those who fear, and He delivers them. Now, this is something that David just spoke, and I love this. If you go back just two psalms earlier, that was in Psalm 34. Just go back to Psalm 32, two psalms earlier, and look what David says here. In Psalm 32, verse number 7, he says, "You are my hiding place. You shall preserve me from trouble. You shall surround me with songs of deliverance." So David in Psalm 34 is acknowledging that the presence of God, the Lord, encamps around him for the purpose of delivering him. And when you're going through that trial, when you're in the wilderness, when things do look desperate, when it looks like this problem never ends, God, where are you? This problem is unrelenting. David reminds us in Psalm 32, verse number 7, "You are my hiding place." If that problem feels like it's going to swallow you, if that problem feels like it's going to overwhelm you, overtake you, if the problem that you're facing today feels like it's going to bring destruction in your life, have no fear. With your trust and your confidence, your hope in Jesus Christ, with your eyes upon Him, you can say as David did, "You are my hiding place." If the enemy's trying to bring destruction into your life today, you can know that the Lord is your hiding place. "You shall preserve me from trouble." If you feel like life is troubling you in a big way today, if you feel like your health is troubling you or your finances or your job, if you feel trouble today, then as David did, know that Jesus Christ preserves you. And He surrounds you. This is the image that I want you to get. You are encamped. He encamps around you. You are surrounded. You are engulfed by the presence of Jesus Christ. He surrounds you and protects you. It doesn't matter how you feel. It doesn't matter what things look like. He surrounds you. David saw it even when he couldn't see it. And this is what you and I need to do as well. Know and believe and understand that He preserves you. He surrounds you. And I love the fact that David even says, it's not even just the acknowledgement that God surrounds him, which is awesome enough. It's even greater than that. David also says, "You surround me." So he's aware that God surrounds him, but "You surround me with songs of deliverance." So not only does he know that the Lord encamps around him for the purpose of delivering him to the promises that He established for him, but he also knows that the Lord surrounds him with songs of deliverance. So as he's protecting David and delivering David to the promises that he has, he's even singing songs of deliverance over David. Listen, this is the exact same truth that you have as well. This is the same reality that you have. This is the same truth that is a truth for you. Jesus surrounds you. He surrounds you for the purpose of bringing deliverance to you. And not only does He surround you, but as David said, "You surround me with songs of deliverance. Whatever you're going through today, Jesus surrounds you. It doesn't matter how hopeless it appears. It doesn't matter what the circumstances suggest to you. None of those things matter. What matters is, and this is what we have to remember, this is what you have to remind yourself throughout the day. Just as David did. David could not see any change, but it didn't depend. David's faith did not depend upon what he was able to observe or see. His faith was in the fact that God was faithful and that he knew God and his trust was in God. And so he knew that even though by appearances, God, where are you? He still knew the Lord encamped around him for deliverance. The Lord surrounded him for his deliverance, for his protection and his deliverance. And not only was the Lord surrounding him, the Lord was singing songs of deliverance over him. Whatever you're facing today, whatever your situation is, whatever your circumstances are, Jesus is singing songs of deliverance over you. There is angelic presence singing songs of deliverance over you. You are surrounded by his presence. You are. How can you worry about what the world might do? How can you worry about circumstances? What is there to fear? If you're facing health issues, financial issues, marital issues, relationship issues, addiction issues, financial issues, job issues, whatever you're facing today, how can they stand? How can they bring any harm to you? If the Lord himself surrounds you, and the Lord himself is singing songs of deliverance over you. And the great thing is, if you just go down a few more verses in Psalm 32, so we just said the Lord is singing songs of deliverance. Go down to verse number 10, three verses later. Many sorrows shall be to the wicked. Listen, if the enemy is coming against you and whoever is trying to bring harm to you, many sorrows are going to come to them as they try to bring harm to you. But he who trusts in the Lord, mercy shall surround him. David understands this imagery. David sees the picture of wherever he's at. He sees that he is surrounded on all sides. He's encamped. He's in that bubble of God. And it's even more true for you. David said the angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear him or revere him, and he delivers him. David said, you are my hiding place. You shall preserve me from trouble. You shall surround me with songs of deliverance. And David says, but he who trusts in the Lord, mercy shall surround him. David sees that he is surrounded, perfectly surrounded by the Lord. You and I should see today, whatever you're faced with, see that you are perfectly surrounded, surrounded by the Lord, surrounded by the Lord. How can circumstances then overcome you? How can you do anything but win? How can you do anything but have deliverance and victory in him? If you know that and see that, don't look and don't see the promises, or don't see the problems, don't see the circumstances, but rather look and see the promises and look and see that Jesus is surrounding you today. You are surrounded by him. You're surrounded by songs of deliverance and his mercy.